Thanks for listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. It was a first-of-its-kind consortium created to help spur geospatial science in our region. Now the three-year-old Taylor Geospatial Institute ready to launch on its own as a standalone nonprofit. I asked Chief Financial and Operating Officer Elliot Kellner, who is currently serving as the Acting Executive Director, about the new phase for the organization.
This was all kind of part of the original vision that we would start out as a research institute at St. Louis University and kind of grow and scale our initial operations, taking advantage of the foundational support that SLU graciously provided us. But that at some point in the future, we would launch as an independent nonprofit research institute so that we could be a little bit more nimble and agile in how we, collaborate with, contract with external for-profit entities like strategic corporations or startup companies, and also the way that we support not just St. Louis University and not just our other seven consortium members, those institutions, but also other universities more broadly. So being independent actually allows us the opportunity to more fully realize our founding vision of supporting the expansion of geospatial research activities in the St. Louis region.
From a financial standpoint, where does support come from?
The Taylor Geospatial Institute was initially established via a very generous gift from Mr. Andy Taylor to St. Louis University. And then St. Louis University forwarded a portion of that gift to us when we spun out as an independent.
Explain for our listeners how much the geospatial sector has grown just in St. Louis alone, maybe over the past 5 to 10 years.
Sure. So with the federal government's decision to build out the new National Geospatial Intelligence Agency's Western headquarters here in St. Louis, that was a large investment of over $2 billion that the federal government committed to building that new campus. And a portion of that facility was always intended to be unclassified. So despite the fact that NGA is a Department of Defense agency, there will be a portion of that facility that will be unclassified space that would be open for private contractors. And so when that decision was made several years ago, what it created was this, kind of instant momentum of startup companies and strategic corporates wanting to either move to St. Louis or at least open up some sort of satellite offices in St. Louis so that they could be well positioned for collaborating and competing for those federal contracts once the NGA West headquarters reopens. And so in the last few years, that was really one of the moves that predicated the decision by the Taylor family to make the initial gift to TGI and to establish this research institute at St. Louis University. And so we have come along to contribute to the kind of building of that momentum. But what we've seen is that we've gone from, probably as much geospatial research and technological development as you would see in any other major U.S. metro, to slowly developing into more of a national hub for that type of industry activity, very much because of the NGA decision, but also then because of this kind of concerted effort on behalf of the entire St. Louis region, multiple research universities, civic organizations like Greater St. Louis, and the initiative GeoFutures that they had launched several years ago to kind of provide an initial strategy for what that industry sector build-out would look like. And we've seen a lot of momentum in terms of new companies coming in, new companies being launched, additional geospatial research being conducted at our regional universities. And so we are very fortunate, I would say, to be, kind of in place at the right time to observe this this takeoff of this new industry sector in the region.
So looking at the next 5 to 10 years, what do you see as TGI's role in continuing to position these St. Louis companies and entities into a world-class hub for this?
We very much see our remit as being focused on supporting advanced world-class research in that space here in the region and also beyond. So our role in this, it's an effort that includes multiple actors and organizations, like I mentioned, we see our role as being a supporting role where we are working over the course of the next 5 to 10 years to build the innovation capacity of the St. Louis region, and also more broadly, contributing to the development of additional entrepreneurial capacity. So the ability of this region to take really great tech, great new ideas and discoveries and actually commercialize those into products and solutions and new companies. And our role is to support that, whether that activity, whether that research is going on at universities like our, you know, 8 consortium members, which, just to be clear, that's Washington University in St. Louis, the University of Missouri, Columbia, University of Missouri, St. Louis, Harris Stowe University, St. Louis University, Missouri Science Technology University, and then also we have the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and the Donald Danforth Plant Science Center. So our role is to support and contribute to the expansion of that research engine that is here in the St. Louis region already, ensuring that that innovation capacity in St. Louis continues to grow and is effective at producing and commercializing the type of technology that the world needs to see to kind of get us from where we are now to where we are hoping to be in 10 years.
That is Elliot Kellner, Chief Financial and Operating Officer for the Taylor Geospatial Institute, also acting right now as the Acting Executive Director. We'll